Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John McKay, how you been over there?
Well, I haven't started doing the S-word dance yet, but I will soon.
Well, I appreciate that because I've still got, you know, homes to photograph and sell. And so, yeah, we don't need any of that around yet. Give me 3 more weeks.
Okay.
Let me get through Thanksgiving and wrap some things up. And some houses with some construction that we still need to put some cement down and and finish things up. Well, we always like to take what's happening in the real estate market and then get an expert or a guest to come and talk about that. And today's show is no different. You're starting to notice and see around town the Christmas lights popping up on the building.
Yay.
So a staple of the show and a former guest. We have with us today Jason Klavansky of Sparkling Clean Windows and our Christmas decoration expert. Jason, welcome to the show.
Hi, Lance and John. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, it's good to see you. Before we jump into the topic, we always like to start off with our national real estate story. And I thought this one was really interesting. NFL Hall of Famer Terry Bradshaw put his ranch in Oklahoma on the market, and this place is absolutely legendary. It is 700 acres.
Wow.
Has multiple ponds. I didn't know this about him, but apparently he is like a horse breeder, like aficionado. It's called the Terry Bradshaw Quarter Horses Ranch. And he has a passion for developing these properties. So he bought it 20 years ago. There was nothing on it. He built the houses. He built the barns. He built the stables. It was crazy. And this place is listed at, well, here's the thing that I loved about this article. It does not have a listing price.
If you have to ask, you don't have enough money.
Seriously. So they're calling this a soft listing. The article was really cracking me up with some of this out of mansionglobal.com. And it was previously on the market about a year ago and had an asking price of between 10 to 12 million. Did not sell. Back on the market. So it was interesting. He bought another property across the border in Texas. And it was funny. He was quoted in the article just saying that he's a project guy. He's bored. Like, he wants to buy another ranch, build all the barns, build all the buildings, set it up. It sounds expensive to me, McKay.
Yeah.
And going through a new building project myself right now, I can say he just must like that decision-making process. There's days I wonder myself. But, yeah, it says, actually, he put a quote in here that said he won't be sad to leave because he's not one that gets sad over property. Like, he's not attached to the property. He's attached to the idea of doing the projects. So
he's a glutton for punishment.
Hey, if you got the money and that's what you like to do, I can see where having projects is a pretty cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
His just, you know, mine are usually $100 at Home Depot, and his are $90 million in Texas. So there you go. That's our crazy celebrity real estate story. Back to the local Tri-Cities market, though. Our guest today, Jason Klavansky with Sparkling Clean Windows. Now, Jason, I say Sparkling Clean Windows, but this time of year, one of the things you guys specialize in is also Christmas decorations.
Correct. Yeah, we started over 10 years ago. Christmas lights and gutter cleaning and a few other things to kind of help keep our crews busy. And we already had the ladders and the customer base, so they'd start asking us.
I was wondering about that. I was like, how does a window cleaner get into that business?
Yeah, it was kind of a gradual transition. We started out the first year or two installing customers' lights for them. You know, we had some customers that just couldn't get to their, or didn't like heights or couldn't get on their roofs, and so they asked us to do it. And then I realized that was difficult because using customers' lights, sometimes they didn't work. Sometimes if they stopped work in the middle of the season, there wasn't much we could do. And so, you know, as I got some more training and got more serious about it, realized that wasn't the best way to do it from a business point of view. But we were always there to help people, so we did that. Then it just, over the last few years, has transitioned into doing hundreds of homes and businesses throughout the Tri-Cities and decorating them and getting them all lit up. And so we kind of go from sparkling clean windows to sparkling lights, I guess.
Okay. Okay. I love that. Now, talk to me a little bit, too. How long has sparkling clean windows been around? Where did that come from?
So almost 20 years, or pushing almost 19 years. So it's been moved here from Canada, as most of you know, and been doing it since spring of 2001. So
what makes you move from Canada to the Tri-Cities?
Have you been to Canada? I guess you have a lot.
I'm there with the kids a lot for hockey. Yes,
I love my homeland, but my wife was an Arizona girl. So being from Arizona and then moving up to Canada, that was one of the big factors, was just the climate. The winters up there, you remember last February? That's like a spring day in Canada. So we have that for about 6 to 7 months up there some winters. So that was a big part of it. Just the opportunity down here. I worked for my father in a furniture business up there, and he was getting close to retirement. So my wife's family was all from the Tri-Cities. So that was the main reason that brought us here. I love this community now. We now call it home. Great people, great community here. So we're glad to be a part of the Tri-Cities.
Well, I'm glad you have your priorities straight. I mean, what I take from that is it was the girl, and then it was the climate, yeah. And then the community. So
yeah, exactly.
Okay, gotcha.
Follow your wife.
Funny how that happens. And so you get down here, you start up your business. I know your background was started in residential, but now you do, much like us on our real estate business, now you do both, right?
Yeah, we probably spend over half the time doing commercial projects, cleaning the hospitals in town, hotels, wineries, professional buildings, and then we have 2,000 to 3,000 residential homes that we do regularly as well. So keeps us and our staff very busy. So
yeah, that's fantastic. I'm going to pick your brain about windows after the break a little bit. But for the season and what we're dealing with now is, you know, I love how that has become part of your business plan, because watching trends, I don't know if you want to call it a trend or a market availability, is I would say 10 years ago, maybe even 15 if we go back further, that it was pretty rare that you would see professional Christmas light installation.
Very true. Yeah.
But now, like when I look around, and I think part of it is I got to just ask the question, is part of it is because it looks like you guys are freaking OCD straight. Like when I would put my lights up, it was, you know, hanging down and not evenly spaced. Now when I drive by and I see business and that fact, I mean, you guys get things perfectly straight and in line. How does that happen?
Yeah, so that's part of why it was such a good fit for us, is because we already have that attention to detail built into our company and part of our culture of what we do with window cleaning. And so having that attention to detail was very important. So with the Christmas lights, a lot of it is using the proper lights, but mainly it's using the proper clips for those lights. Putting a clip on every single bulb. I think a lot of homeowners, you know, they throw a clip on every fifth bulb and kind of call it good, or they're using the staple gun and the cords get all twisted. And so, you know, having the proper clips to properly go on to that application of that type of light makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, I figured there had to be tools and technology that had changed to allow that to be possible. And it's not just with clips. Like, what other crazy holiday technology do you see out there right now?
So another thing that we use is magnetic lights. So there are lights that have magnetic sockets on them. So when you have a metal building, a lot of times people didn't used to be able to attach it, or they'd glue it or screw something in. So now we actually have magnetic lights that we can use. So a lot of the commercial buildings are done with magnetic socket lights.
What are you talking about? McKay, have you ever even heard of this?
No.
Yeah. So,
that's one of the secrets.
Yeah. Okay. And they'll withstand like 60 mile an hour Tri-Cities wind, so they hold up well. The other big thing that's happened, obviously, the LED lighting is kind of taken over. But with that LED, now that's almost becoming not obsolete, but now it's the color changing LED, which is called RGB, which stands for red, green, blue. And with those lights, you can change colors with an app on your phone or with a remote. And basically, so instead, you know, if you have your wife like me who wants one color and me who wants another and the kids who want another, you can just switch them. You don't have to get out there on a ladder and switch out all the bulbs. You can actually just with a button switch from one color to another. If the Seahawks are playing and you're a Seahawks fan, you can turn on the Seahawks color for that game night. And Halloween, you can put them on. So just the technology of that has come a long, long way. That's what they're using in amusement parks. And a lot of municipalities now are using those color changing lights because they can leave them up year round.
That is...
change the colors.
Yeah, well, that's exciting. Like what you were saying, year round or... I mean, so yeah, if you put them up Halloween, I mean, you've got orange, then you're into your Thanksgiving, and then your Seahawks games.
Yep, Christmas, and then Valentine's, Easter. You could leave them up. You could be total trailer trash and leave them up year-round. Oh,
you're kidding. Now that's going to be like, that's going to become a luxury.
Yeah, exactly.
We used to make fun of people that would leave them up year-round, and now with that technology, that's going to be high-end luxury. Well, the technology, like you said, has drastically changed with those lights. We're coming up on our first break. We've been talking about the clip systems, how you're making things so straight and look so professional, going over some of those tricks. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about options with holiday lighting and then also pick Jason's brain on maintenance with your home and your window systems.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. It's always a good reminder for me to do this show this time of year as we start to see Christmas lights going up on businesses and houses, and homeowners are starting to try to figure out what they're going to do for their decorations this
year. Griswold.
And yes, absolutely. One of my favorite movies to watch pre-holiday. So we've got the expert in here. We've got Jason Klavansky with Sparkling Clean Windows and Christmas decorations that he does with his company. So, Jason, how does that kind of work? I mean, here we are pre-Thanksgiving. A lot of times I imagine somebody should have been thinking about this in October, but if somebody wants to get an estimate or put lights on their house, or maybe they're thinking about for next year, how does that work with you? What's that look like?
Yeah. So, you know, we usually start out by getting information on what the customer, if they have a idea on what they want to have lit up. A lot of, when we get really busy like this, we actually can do a lot of it over the phone through Google. Google has a measuring tool, so we can measure roof lines and stuff like that. Obviously, once it gets closer to them wanting to proceed with things, we'll come out and measure and consult with them, give them some ideas. The way we do it is that the customer gets to purchase the lights through us. They're professional grade lights. And then we custom fit them to the home and do the install, takedown, storage, put them all on a timer. So literally don't have any hassle to the customer. But there's also lease options that you can do where you can rent lights. We do that as well.
Did you say storage?
Yeah.
So those lights are not in my garage?
Nope. We take care of everything and warrant it all throughout the season and check them and test them before we bring them out. So yeah, we take care of all of it.
Okay. That's fantastic. So, I mean, show up, put them on the house. I don't have to fall off the ladder.
Yeah.
come get them, take them down, and then store them at your place.
Absolutely.
Yep. Wow. Okay. I'm liking this. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Now, I've also seen some of the stuff that you have, and we were talking about technology changing and the LED lights. I've seen, you've shown me on your website and some different magazines, like, I mean, you have like dancing penguins and like Harleys. Like, oh, yeah. What do you call those? I don't even know what to call those.
Probably the best like lawn decorations, okay, or yard decorations. Yeah, you can get, you know, the blow up doll. You can get all those different things that you can put on the yard. So, yeah, we do a little bit of that. Usually, that's more the hobbyist will start doing a little bit more of the bunch of the lawn decorations. But doing pathway lights, that's one of the big things that really does make add a lot of balance to designs. A lot of people think about their roof lights, but they don't think about other areas of their home. They could decorate their pillars, their sidewalks and driveway, lining those with lights, doing bushes and trees. That adds a lot of balance to the design. So at night it looks a lot more uniform and just not these floating lights up in the air. So that's one of the tips that we usually try to budget in with most customers if they can afford it to do that. And that's a tip for homeowners to try to balance out their display a little bit.
Yeah, no, you bring up a good point, and I think over the years I've always added a couple things at my house too, and you're right, it does look more balanced. If I'm not going to say it's easy, but if you can get out there, yeah, and do some of those trees and bushes also, that does balance it out for sure. Absolutely. What are some of the other, would you say, mistakes that you see homeowners make that you guys handle on the professional side?
So, you know, we were talking about Clark Griswold here, the famous reference to National Lampoon's Vacation, Christmas Vacation. And, you know, really, as professionals, we don't really use staples, but yet you see Clark Griswold out there stapling everything to his roof and to the pillars. And so, you know, we really try to do an unintrusive type of install. And nowadays, again, with the proper clips and magnets and other things, most things can be installed without using a stapler. So that's one of the big things, is that, you know, those things, if you don't use stainless steel staples, they rust and they cause damage to your siding and to your roof. So we really try to avoid putting anything, you know, except very minimal as far as anything intrusive that would cause damage to the home. So that's a big tip. Overloading, unfortunately, we have had one customer years ago that we did their windows for. Their home had burned down. They'd overloaded, you know, they did the whole Griswold-ish type of display, and their home caught fire overnight. So making sure you know your amps and ratings of your lights, making sure they're in good working order, you don't have loose ends, connections are taped or out of gutters, those type of things. You know, you're dealing with electricity and outside, and so making sure that what you're using is rated for outdoor use and safe to be used on homes and bushes and trees and stuff like that.
If the circuit breakers are tripping, that's a safe bet you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, that's exactly. Usually a good sign there could be a problem. Well, I'm going to switch gears up on you a little bit. Love that your company can do the Christmas light installs, make it professional, make it safe. Now, what else, as really kind of making the show and talking briefly about home maintenance, what I love about your company, and you've done work personally on our house, and I'm always impressed with what's done there, is there's really other home maintenance services you provide, and what are some of those?
Yeah, so obviously window cleaning is the main thing that we do, and this is a great time of year to get the windows clean before the holidays. The irrigation water's been now turned off. You know, the wind does blow in the Tri-Cities, so unfortunately that irrigation water usually does get blown onto some of the lower windows. So getting those stains off as soon as possible, now is a great time, because then you won't have to deal with it again until next summer once the sprinklers get turned back on. So we're very busy doing that. One of the biggest things is getting the gutters and inspected and cleaned. It's not our favorite service, to be honest. It's a little messy and you're dealing up on the roofs and stuff, but getting the gutters, at least a visual inspection to make sure that your downspouts are flowing properly. If we have a winter like last February where we had all the snow and the ice, I'm friends with many of the restoration companies, and they dealt with a lot of water damage from gutters being clogged, and that water will find a way in. So we call them ice dams. You want to avoid those by making sure that if you do have gutters, that they're flowing properly and they're not full of debris. Otherwise, they're just like a planter on the roof, and that doesn't do any good other than just collect mud and dirt and ice and snow.
Yeah.
And everything, so
that makes a lot of sense for sure. I even know a section of ours we ended up having to put some heat tape in it. So
yeah. There's a couple other solutions there that you definitely can do to make sure that, again, we want to avoid that water damage and the call to a restoration company in the middle of winter. So.
Absolutely. And you brought up a great point. I didn't even think about that, yeah, those windows. I mean, I would not have said before you were on the show, we come on to talk about Christmas. I would not have said, oh, great time to clean your windows. Never even thought about the fact that now the irrigation water is off for 4 or 5 months. If you do clean them, they're going to stay that way.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you want to keep, we do a lot of interior cleaning too, because people are inside more. So having the allergens, having your tracks and your blinds and your windows, which we clean all those things, getting them free of dust and allergens is also another benefit, because you're going to be inside more and it's kind of cold and flu season. So getting everything sanitized and clean, it's a great time to get all that done. And it's a very busy time for us up until Christmas doing that.
Wow. That sounds really good. I mean, you're like the home maintenance decoration expert. I love that. Well, it's cool to see you have built a great company out of that. Talking about windows, one of the things I noticed that I found, hugely important is a couple times you guys have cleaned the windows at our house and you've said, hey, I think you have a warranty on your windows. We noticed while we were cleaning that two of them, I think the seals are out on.
Yeah.
And that probably saved us thousands of dollars because they were under warranty.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of homeowners don't realize that when they buy a home, especially if they're the original homeowner, most window manufacturers come with a lifetime warranty. Unfortunately, when you do move, sometimes those warranties aren't valid anymore. But even a lot of the manufacturers now even have a transferable warranty. So, keep that. If you're a new homeowner, keep the list of who the builder was, which obviously you should know. Ideally, who the manufacturer and who the window supplier or installer was. You can call one of the local glass companies. A lot of times they can look up your account and they can tell you if that window might still be under warranty. A lot of times, people mistake. They think their windows are just streaky when in fact it's actually a blown seal. And there's a common sign is you start to see condensation or fogging in the middle of the glass. Mm. But eventually, you're losing some of your energy efficient and especially the visual clarity of the window as well. So we do a free inspection while we're there to make sure, to let you know if you have any blown seals or anything that hopefully is covered under warranty.
Okay, well, you bring up some good information. I'm only going to put you on the spot with one question as we wrap up here. And like we've had contractors on the show and they're like, hey, the terrible thing is a contractor never has time to do his own projects at his house or vice versa. Now, I got to ask you, does the Christmas light guy... did you get to put Christmas lights on your own house?
That's a great question. And actually, this year, we did my house first. So, because I knew if I didn't do it first, I probably wouldn't get to it. Because I've usually been out there the first or second week in December, finally, at 12 o'clock at night, putting lights up, thinking that, okay, who's this weirdo next door putting lights on their house? But yeah, we actually used my home as a training.
Yes.
And we did the color changing lights. So we thought, hey, let's put them up before Halloween. So we got those up in the middle of October. So we've actually been enjoying them and put them up during the Seahawks game and different things, getting our Seahawks colors going for the games and stuff. So,
well, that's awesome. Jason, if people need to get a hold of you, what's the website? I mean, you can always Google Sparkling Clean Windows Kennewick, but what's the website that'll get you to?
It's sparklingcleanwindows.net is our website, or you can call us at 586-5550. We'd love to help you out if you have any questions or any way that we can be of service to anyone here in the Tri-Cities.
Awesome. We appreciate you being on the show, getting our winter and Christmas maintenance tips in order. And we will be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.